This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities said on Wednesday they thwarted a Russian attack on Kyiv and the surrounding region as their air defense system destroyed 13 explosive-laden drones. An official said drone wreckage damaged 5 buildings. No casualties were reported. The attempted strikes underlined the continued vulnerability of Ukraine's capital, but also highlighted Ukraine's claims of increasing efficiency in intercepting weapons. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces fired 13 Iranian-made drones and all were intercepted. The United States plans to commit $55 billion U.S. dollars to Africa over the next 3 years, according to White House officials. The announcement comes as the administration of President Joe Biden hosts a 2-day meeting with African leaders. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking to African leaders Wednesday at a business forum, President Joe Biden said the United States is all in on Africa's future.
And improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shocks that we've seen in the past few years.
And he announced new trade opportunities and infrastructure commitments, including for clean energy and the digital economy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
France and Kylian Mbappe are headed back to the World Cup final for a much-anticipated matchup with Lionel Messi after ending Morocco's historic run at soccer's biggest tournament. France beat Africa's first-ever semifinalist 2-0 Wednesday. France heads into Sunday's title match against Argentina, looking to become the first team to win back-to-back World Cup titles since Brazil in 1962. This is VOA News. Iran was ousted from a United Nations women's body on Wednesday for policies contrary to the rights of women and girls, a move proposed by the United States after Tehran's brutal crackdown on protests sparked by the death of a young woman in custody.
The commission is the premier UN body for promoting gender equality and empowering women. It cannot do its important work if it's being undermined from within. Iran's membership at this moment is an ugly stain on the commission's credibility.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Iran's UN ambassador, called the U.S. move illegal, describing the United States as a bully. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, issued a new call Wednesday for fresh elections, this time in December 2023, as her ousted predecessor Pedro Castillo was kept in prison for at least another 48 hours.
Sin embargo, haciendo reajustes, ayer conversando,
Boluarte had Sunday called for the next general election to be brought forward from July 2026 to April 2024, but that failed to satisfy his protesters who have been clashing with security forces in anger at Castillo's ouster, leaving 7 people dead. The U.S. Federal Reserve has boosted its key interest rate for the 7th time this year, reinforcing its inflation fight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell notes a welcome drop in inflation the past 2 months.
But we need to be honest with ourselves.
Prices remain too high.
It's good to see progress, but let's just understand we have a long ways to go.
So the Fed is hiking its benchmark rate again by a half point, lower than the 3/4 point boost in its last 4 meetings. Powell says more increases are coming, though likely at a slower pace, as the Fed looks to see the full impact of its already aggressive moves. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization said on Wednesday the flare-up in COVID-19 cases in China was well underway before the government began easing restrictions. Officials in China warned that cases are rising rapidly in Beijing after the government abruptly abandoned its zero-COVID policy, scrapping mass testing and quarantines after nearly 3 years of attempting to stamp out the virus. WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told reporters, quote, "The explosion of cases in China is not due to the lifting of restrictions. The explosion of cases had started long before any easing of the zero COVID policy." I'm Joe Ramsey.